Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, meet Miss Wheelchair Ohio.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. This week, Alexandra Martinez is traveling to Grand Rapids, Michigan to compete for Miss Wheelchair America. Martinez is the latest in a long line of women to represent the state in the competition, which celebrates the advocacy, leadership, and excellence of people with disabilities. Alexandra, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Ohio was actually the first state to crown a Miss Wheelchair back in 1972. What exactly does the competition entail for Miss Wheelchair Ohio?
Yeah, so it's a two-day competition. First round is more so serious of like, what does this title mean to you? What will you do with your platform? And then the second round of interviews is silly. Like, what would you do with $1 million if you had it? Or like, what is your theme song of your life? And then the next day was the crowning ceremony. So we gave a speech. We got tallied of our points of our interviews and our speech. And then whoever got the most points won.
Your advocacy work in Ohio has focused on spreading the awareness of the therapeutic benefits of dance. Why is it important for people of all abilities to be in creative spaces like dance?
I think it's so important for many reasons. Specifically for me, dance actually saved my life. I was very depressed for a very long time. And the thing that kept me going forward was, you know, thinking about the next dance class, thinking about what I could do, like choreography wise. And as someone with a disability who has gone through a lot of trauma and a lot of pain with my body, it's nice to have something that has me connecting to my body that is just fun and therapeutic and a way to, you know, release.
Yeah. And I really love that focus on joy, because obviously part of your role with this title is to highlight those barriers that people with disabilities might face. But it's also about spotlighting successes. So what are you most proud of, I guess, in the last year?
I just think having this title and highlighting disabled joy has been just the highlight of this title and this year. I think it's so much fun to just say, like, disabled people deserve to be joyful. There's this stigma of disability where, like, our whole life is just, like, we're miserable and we don't have lives and we can't contribute to society. But I think with Miss Wheelchair Ohio, having this platform, I can speak out and be like, we are contributing members of society and we can, you know, have full, beautiful, joyful lives. And I just think that's been the best thing about this title in this year.
This isn't just a competition. It's also a chance to meet with other women in wheelchairs, to build community, participate in educational workshops. What do you hope to leave Miss Wheelchair America with?
I mean, I already know I'm going to leave with so many friends. I've connected to the girls through like texting and Instagram and stuff. And everyone is so nice. They're just like, I'm so, so excited to meet everybody and like give them the biggest hugs. And so I'm hoping to leave with, you know, that bond of just sisterhood. And then also I'm hoping to leave with more like advocacy skills, more like confidence through public speaking. So hopefully I will, you know, gain more confidence.
That's Alexandra Martinez, Miss Wheelchair Ohio. Best of luck to you this week.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.